Okay, so my name is Liz Murphy. I am 21 years old, and today is March 8th of 2018, and I'm speaking with Kinchetta Murphy, who is my mother, and we are recording this in my hometown of Ball Ground, Georgia. And my interviewee is going to now introduce herself. Go ahead.
Okay, my name is Kinchetta Lynn Murphy. I am originally from Arkansas. I was born in Spring Hill, Louisiana. I have three sisters. I'm the youngest of my siblings. And
how old are you?
I don't want to say how old I am.
Okay. So our first question is, can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Yeah.
Well, the first person that comes to mind that had a big influence of my life is my dad. He was a very hardworking, focused businessman, and full of a lot of energy. And a lot of fun, and I've always looked up to him. And then the other person that comes to my mind is my mother, who is just a very pleasant person, smart, intelligent, Christian lady, and just really look up to both of them for how they live their life and how they've raised me.
Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that these people have taught you?
Probably the most important one is, you know, they've taught me to also work hard, you know, strive and set some goals, and to become independent where I can take care of myself no matter what. And that's probably the biggest, you know, one of the most important things they've taught me.
Sure. Can you describe one of your happiest moments?
Probably, I have several. Just one. Man, that's a tough one. Because, I mean, when you have two kids and a wonderful husband, you know, those are your happy moments, you know, when you have kids and, you know, you really learn what life is about. And it's just really special.
So all of it.
All of it.
All of it. What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud?
I'm really proud of just where I'm at in my life and watching my kids grow up and learn to become independent and mature. And I just think, you know, when you've been married as long as I have been with my husband, you just really learn that a lot of stuff to be proud of.
Okay, and how would you like to be remembered?
Oh, goodness. Well, I hope I'm remembered to be a good person, dedicated, hardworking, and loving.
Okay. If this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Well,
jeez, that's a tearjerker.
That is a tearjerker.
Oh, I don't know if we should answer that.
No, we're going to answer it. I mean, it would be that, you know, I love you more than anything. You've been very special to me and your dad. I want you to be, you know, independent and take care of yourself and put yourself in the position to where you can take care of yourself on your own with or without a spouse. And that's just really important, you know.
Okay. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Oh, goodness. Have fun, enjoy life, and make the best out of it.
Okay, so we're going to move on into more of our, a different segment of our interview, more based around my mother's career. So, you have a degree in applied science and computer-aided drafting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, that's very interesting. And what exactly do you do with this degree today?
Today, what I do is I work for a poultry equipment company, and I'm in the engineering department to where we design poultry processing facilities for companies like Pilgrim's and Tyson Foods. So we take our equipment systems and we lay them in their facilities through my computer-aided drafting skills that I've developed through my degree.
Skills. Okay, and I understand that you do some traveling for work?
Yes, currently the company that I work for is a global company. We are in the process of building a new ERP software package for our company. With this project that I'm on, it has allowed me to travel the world. We have three major manufacturing facilities all coming together to design this program for our company. And so it's just allowed me to do a lot of traveling and seeing the world.
And where do you travel to?
My primary travel place is Amsterdam, Netherlands. Our office is in a town called Osan. It's about 15 minutes outside of the city of Amsterdam.
Okay, and how often do you travel?
I'm usually there about once a month. Sometimes it can be from 1 week or maybe even 2 weeks at a time. I've been traveling for this project now for about a year and a half.
Interesting. I bet people think it's pretty cool that you get to travel for work.
Yes. It's been, you know, the first few trips were always a lot of fun because you're seeing a lot of new. And in going out of the country, and especially over there, the history is just amazing. The buildings, the architecture is just very, very cool. So it's been really a nice, pleasant experience. And also going over there, it has allowed, as much as I have been, it has allowed me to experience their culture. I've been over there through multiple holiday sessions, and so I've got to be a part of some of their traditions that they do, you know, annually, and that's been really fun.
Okay, and do you like the food there? Do you have anything to say about the food?
I love the food there, which is odd because most everybody said the food was terrible when you go over there, but really the food is fantastic. Now, they eat fresh French fries and mayonnaise. Their mayonnaise is the best mayonnaise I've ever had in my life. I always bring it back. I mean, food is great. I'm trying to think of what else is like.
No, you love chocolate.
Oh, I love their chocolate. Yes, they have really good chocolate. Oh, I've learned there's a new chocolate that I didn't know even existed from Belgium, because Belgium's right beside there. It's called Newhouse, and oh, it's just a fantastic high-end chocolate truffle. Oh, just so good, so good, so good.
So what is something that Amsterdam has that the U.S. doesn't, or something that's very unique to Amsterdam?
I know there's parts of the United States that has the history there, but to me, some of the most special things about Amsterdam, you think about World War II and everything in Europe, you know, there's so many areas where it was just blown to pieces, and they have been able to, you know, retain the history and the architecture and the buildings, you know, and to me, that's just so fascinating to see, you know, buildings that are, you know, hundreds of years old and still on the exterior in their original state. Just, it's just awesome.
Okay. Have you ever been to any other countries outside of Amsterdam?
Yes. I went to London. We went over to London and visited London, and that was probably one of my favorite places I've been to. London's great. There's just so many places that are historic. I mean, you get to see Buckingham Palace, the Two Tower Bridge. I mean, it's you could spend months in London and not get bored just with the sightseeing and things that are there. The other countries that I went to was Belgium. Now that one was probably by far the most interesting, way out of the comfort zone. Nobody speaks English. Everybody speaks a little Dutch, French stuff. I don't know what it is. They call it gypsy. A really, really true cultural experience. We went to a market there's Sunday market where everybody comes in and they get their food, and you got people standing up with meat and fish and people hollering, you know, for whatever they're going to get. It was just really amazing. And we went to, it's called the market. I think it's called the marketplace, where it's kind of like a square. And they had some, like a little festival thing going on there with these Southeastern kind of music things going on. Just unbelievable. Just truly a cultural experience there.
Wow. So, what about inside the country? Have you ever traveled inside the country? And what are your favorite places that you've been to?
Within Holland?
No, I'm talking about
the United States. Or in the U.S. Okay. I've gone to New York a couple times. Once when I was younger, and then just recently with my daughter, Lizzie, with you. We had a little mom-daughter trip. Probably one of the most memorable, amazing trips to experience with my daughter. New York is another city that's just full of all different kinds of places to go to, you know, from Little Italy, Chinatown, 9/11, just the Empire State Building is just like this towering building that's just over everything. Everywhere you look, you see the Empire State Building at some point, you know. Probably the most memorable or kind of significant one. Well, there's two things. We took the ferry on the outside of the city and got to see the city from the water and the Statue of Liberty. I mean, that was just phenomenal, perfect day, you know, just perfect. And then we went on the top of the Rockefeller Center and we got to see the sunset from the city, you know, from the skyline, and then watch the city come to life as the buildings lit up. Just unbelievable. Just an amazing trip, you know, just full of all kinds of memories.
So, are there any other places on your bucket list that you would like to go see while you still can?
Yes, there's several. So Niagara Falls is one that I want to do. The Grand Canyon, I want to go and see. I would like to, we're going to go to San Francisco, and that's going to be really cool. That's where my husband's from. So I've never been to the West Coast, so that's going to be exciting to get to see all of that.
And what are your least favorite parts about traveling for work?
Well, the hard part is being mom and always kind of running the household and being involved in everything. The hardest part when you travel is you're going to be away from home and away from your family and, you know, things that are going on in their life that are important. You're going to miss some of those. And, you know, that's that's probably the hardest, you know, just being away from your family and your husband. So that would be the hardest thing.
And why do you do it? What keeps you going and motivated to travel for work?
Well, you know, just it's a time in my career where it's just my turn to kind of step in and push my career to its limit. And so by doing that, it allows me to have a better income and provide for my family and us live a little more comfortable life.
Cool. So that about wraps it up. I'm Liz. We just interviewed my mom, Conchetta, and this concludes our interview.